It's congressional testimony of Robert S. Mueller III, Director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, before the Senate Committee on Intelligence of the United States Senate, February 16, 2005. But this is a 32-page report. However, listeners, you go to page 10 of this report. And it states here, listeners, however, the right-wing patriot movement, consisting of militias, common law courts, tax protesters, and other anti-government extremists, remains a continuing threat in America today. Sporadic incidents resulting in direct clashes with law enforcement are possible and will most likely involve state and local law enforcement personnel, such as highway patrol officers and sheriff's deputies. Then they talk about potential violent anti-abortion extremists linked to terrorism ideologies or groups pose a current threat. Our federal government condones and approves of abortion, okay? And yet people such as myself that is very, very concerned about the way our government's turned over the years, and certainly when you do your research, you take it back to the Federal Reserve System in 1913, and that's the most logical way to start it out. To educate someone. But then right-wing patriot movement consisting of militias, common law courts, tax protesters, and other anti-government extremists. What's a tax protester? Someone that doesn't want to pay their revenue to the International Monetary Fund of the UN. Because that's what the IRS is. They're the revenuers for the IMF of the United Nations system. And yet congressional testimony by Robert Mueller says, we're bad. We're anti-government. We're not anti-government, we're anti-corruption in government, because our government's been infiltrated for years and decades. The infiltration process has been going on to the point where, listeners, we have 45 communist goals read into the congressional record in 1963. And what do they say? U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. And yet, what do we have at the State Department? The Bureau of Arms Control, headed by Assistant Secretary Stephen G. Rademacher.